Hello, this is F1 Indie Girls with Soraya and Sherelle. We are two girls who love Formula One and IndyCar. So this week, because we don't have any races to go over, we're gonna do just some trivia, blind ranking of drivers, just kind of some fun stuff. So we have stuff to talk about. So today with the trivia, I'm gonna be asking Soraya the questions, and we'll see how well she knows stuff. And then next time we have a podcast where we don't have a race to cover, we'll switch the roles. So we'll
This
start with some radio message trivia. See if you know
my goodness.
who said
This could either
the
go
quotes.
really good or really bad. I feel like this is going to test how much I actually know. But I want to put this out. Remember, I have the memory of a goldfish. So,
Okay, but I'm pretty sure some of these
I
you
should
will
know.
get.
I know radio messages tend to stick in my brain if they're funny,
No.
because that's
And
just
a
who
lot
I
of
am.
these are somewhat so. Some of these I didn't know though, so I'm just going off of
So if
what I
you don't
thought.
know, then there's a good chance I don't know. I don't know.
Okay,
Actually, I
but
don't
you should
know.
know this first one. Okay. To
Okay.
whom it may concern.
Who it may concern? Feel like that's either Yuki? No. Oh my goodness. Who said that? I know it, but I don't
Okay,
know
I'll
it.
give you like the full thing. To whom it may concern, F you.
That is 100% Yuki.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
I feel like that's so something Yuki says. Bottas?
Yes.
Okay, who's the other guess?
Yeah. So this one is an older one, and I don't think you'd know it because I didn't know it. I'm gonna pee in your seat.
I don't even know. Is there a hint you can give me for this one?
I'm trying to like think of. I can tell you they have won a championship. And they're not a current driver.
Michael Schumacher.
Nope.
Senna.
Nope.
Has Button? When it was it Johnson?
It was.
Third time's a charm.
He. So, because Alonso did the Indy 500 and skipped the Monaco GP. Jensen filled in, and Alonso like was talking to him on the radio before the race, and Jensen said, "I'm gonna pee in your seat."
That sounds like their relationship, though. That
Okay.
100% sounds like their
This
relationship.
one you 100% know.
Oh gosh.
Leave me alone. I know what I'm
Kimi
doing.
Räikkönen.
Yes.
I want that shirt so bad. Leave me alone. I know what I'm
Okay, we'll
doing.
see if you know this one.
Oh no.
Magnussen is and will always be stupid. It's a fact.
Listen is an always. Is and it's a radio message?
Yep.
Is it from a team?
No.
So it's a driver. Okay. Why do I feel like that's something Max would say? Is it from Max?
Nope.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Past or current driver?
Current driver.
Oh gosh. Hulkenberg?
Nope.
Wow, I'm really failing at this.
It's one of your favorites. I know, I was like, you're just not gonna get this one.
I'm just gonna start going. Charles.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay,
When
you
did Charles say that? Does it tell you?
2018 Japan.
Oh, that was before I started watching.
Yeah. GP2 engine. This is one I knew.
Rascal? My dude. Cats, I swear, just know that when a person is allergic to them or doesn't like them, that they just want to be best friends with. That is literally rascal to me. He tries to kill me every day. I'm here. Anyways, GP2 engine. I don't know. I've heard it. I feel like I heard it recently. Am I right?
I mean, it happened back in 2015, but I've often heard, like, I knew it because I've seen, like, I've heard about it and knew it, so.
I feel like Charles.
No.
No? Current driver?
Yes. I'll give you a hint. It's got to be someone old enough who actually raced in GP2 and not F2.
So that'd be Alonso.
Yep. Okay.
Don't know
This
why
one
I
you
thought Charles.
100% know, and I think everybody should know. Smooth operator.
Carlos Sainz.
Yes. This one you know. I 100% know you know it. It's broken.
Anti-stall. That's from Lando Norris.
Yes.
Anti-stall.
I'm like quite a few of these. You will know. These are easy quotes now. I am stupid. I am stupid.
Charles.
Yep. There's something loose between my legs.
Several people have said this. I'm saying either Seb or Kimmy.
Seven.
Okay. Kimmy said the same thing.
I'm hanging here like a cow.
I'm hanging here like cow. So someone who's been upside down. Okay, I feel like I recently heard this one. Trying to think who's crossed recently. It has to be a current driver.
It happened in 2018.
Oh, so
So,
not a recent. So before I joined,
yeah.
who drove in 18? Oh my goodness gracious! The cat is attacking me. I'm hanging here like a what?
Cow.
Like a cow. I need a hint. I am failing at this. Not as good as I thought I was
I'm
gonna
trying to
be.
think of a hint to give you.
The team they drove? Just kidding. I would not know the team. Maybe.
They drove for Renault.
Were they driving Renault in 19 or 18?
Yes.
Was Danny in Renault that time? Was it Danny?
Was not Danny,
Trying to think who else
but it
drove.
was a teammate of Danny's.
Carlos Sainz.
Nope.
Oh my goodness gracious. Who else? Nico Hülkenberg.
Yes.
It's like, who else did Danny? Danny's had so many teammates.
He wants to play bumper cars or something.
Max.
Yep. Okay. Give me my gloves and steering wheel.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
Gloves! Gloves! Steering wheel! Gloves and steering wheel! I know that
Okay.
quote very well.
I like them vulnerable.
What? Max?
Nope.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Teammate of Max's.
He's only had a few. Danny Ricciardo.
Yes.
Oh,
Okay, karma.
so many drivers have said karma. Max?
Nope.
Charles?
Nope.
Checo?
Nope.
Science?
Nope.
Gonna just go through all 20 drivers here. I'm really
Older
not.
driver.
Hamilton.
Nope.
Alonso.
Yep. Okay.
Wow, this just shows you how much I know. Oh no.
Okay. I tried already, so try yourself.
I feel like that's something Yuki would say. But it's not Yuki.
Nope. Who else gives off Yuki type group messages?
Haumbon?
No,
Logan?
Nope.
Who else gives off Yuki?
The other one you thought was Yuki.
Who else gives off Yuki vibes?
No, I guess it wasn't the other one you thought was Yuki. Okay, it was also Alonzo.
Oh, Alonzo.
Okay. I think you'll know this one, maybe. Did you hydrate during the race?
Lando.
No.
Charles.
No.
Science?
No. Wow.
Gasly.
No.
I need a hint.
Red Bull driver.
Checo.
Nope.
Max?
Yep.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'll give you an easy one because I know you know this one. They race me so hard.
Oh my gosh, we did a reel on this. It's one of the Alpine, it was one of the Alpine drivers.
No.
Was it William? Who was it?
At the time, he drove for Red Bull.
Okay, sir. Rascal's feeling a little, I don't even know. At the time, drove for Red Bull. They raced me so hard. We literally did a reel on this. Why can't I remember?
Just think of who's raced for Red Bull.
Not very many, but at the same time, a lot.
Happened in 2020.
So that was COVID year. So that would have been Max or it was before Checo.
Yep. Before Checo. Who did Checo replace?
Who did Checo replace?
They're Williams driver now.
Albon?
Yes.
I'm like, to me, Albon didn't drive. Albon didn't drive in Red Bull.
You're like, he's always been a Williams driver.
He's been a Williams driver forever.
Let's see. I'm gutted. I'm absolutely gutted. Like, who does it sound like?
Sounds like Charles.
Not.
I'm so bad at this.
I mean, some of these were pretty hard.
Oh my goodness, we've been going for 13 minutes. I apologize, guys. I'm just kidding. I need a hint.
I mean, crikey.
That's Danny.
No.
No? That's George.
Blimey.
George says yeah. Crikey.
Yeah.
Even though crikey is more of an Australian word than a...
Okay, but I find this one so funny, so we're gonna last one. The Marshals must be having a beer then. No context. Just take a random guess.
A current driver.
Yep.
Have I said their name?
Yes.
Have they quoted? Have I said something they've quoted?
Yes.
Okay. Say it again.
The Marshals must be having a beer then.
I want to say Max or Alonzo.
Nope.
No. I feel like Max has went to complain about Marshals often. So is Lando.
Nope.
I don't know.
He just recently had a weight reduction surgery.
The science said yeah. that?
Yep.
When?
Carlos. 2019 Hungary.
I did not watch Hungary in 2019.
Okay. Moving on to our Formula One quiz. Okay. I think this one I didn't find that hard. So you should be, I think you should get it. Lewis Hamilton won his first Formula One championship title while racing for which team?
McLaren.
Yes. The title Grand Prix was first used for a motor race in which country?
The what?
Title Grand Prix was first used for a motor race in which country?
Are there options?
Yes. France, okay. Germany, or the United States?
Germany?
No.
France?
Yeah, France. When did Michael Schumacher make his debut?
Oh, no.
I can give you options.
Okay.
1991, 1997, or 1995? Yep. Which 1973 Grand Prix saw the introduction of a safety car for the first time? British, Italian, or Canadian?
Either the British or Italian.
No.
Canadian?
Canadian.
I didn't think they raced in Canada that in... Okay.
We'll get to the easier stuff here in a second. The first few were kind of hard. How many British drivers took part in the 1990 British Grand Prix? Two, four, or three?
Four.
Three.
Three?
Okay, now we're
I
on
don't
the
know
stuff
any of those
you
drivers.
Should know. In the 2021 Bahrain Grand Prix, which driver received a 10-second penalty for causing a collision with Esteban Ocon?
Not gonna lie, I was about to say Esteban Ocon. Are there
Sebastian Vettel, Lewis Hamilton, or Pierre Gasly?
Who caused the accident in Bahrain?
Okay, wait, one second. This one does not make sense. They switched something around here. These questions are... The answers are not in the right order. Should have checked this first. Well, we're gonna skip that one because it doesn't actually tell me the answer. Let's see. I'll move on to some of these other ones that you should know. Kevin Magnussen made a stunning return to Formula One in 2022 with what result in Bahrain?
Sort of whatever
options.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking
P6,
for.
P6, 5, or 7.
It's either 6 or 5.
It was 6. According to this, it's 6.
Okay, P6 okay. Said. My first answer.
In 2022, what was the winning margin at the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix? I'll give you options. 0.549 seconds, 0.749 seconds, or 20 seconds.
2022.
Mm-hmm. You know what happened in this race. Think of the first race we watched together. Yep, that was the first race we watched together. What happened in that race?
Oh my goodness, my brain. What were the first two again?
0.549 seconds or 0.749 seconds.
And the other one was 20?
Yeah.
It's not 20. Mm-hmm. It's either 5 or 7. I'm gonna go with 5.
0.549 seconds.
Be...
How many cars reached the checkered flag at that race?
Oh, gosh.
I can give you options.
Go for it.
15, 13, or 20?
Not 20.
It was like 20 didn't even start. So.
I was like 13?
Yep. Who completed the podium in Imola after Red Bull took a 1-2 in 2022? You should know this one.
Wait, say that again?
Who completed the podium in Imola in 2022 after Red Bull took a 1-2? So who is the third driver on the podium in Imola in 2022? I know, I'm making you think back. I can give you options.
Yes.
Lewis, Lando, or Charles?
It's not Lewis.
No. Nope.
He hasn't won a race. Sorry, my mom just texted me something. Is it Lando or Charles? Was that Lando?
It was Lando. Okay. Mick Schumacher was on course for his first F1 points in 2022 before colliding with who in Miami?
Oh my god. Wow. 2022 is so long ago. Why can't they be recent questions? Not that I'm sure I'd get those either. Options. Is Nicholas Latifi driving then?
Yes, but I can tell you it's not him.
Okay. I figured it wasn't him. That means Mazepin was also driving.
No.
No? Was he not driving in 2020? No, he was driving
21.
21.
But I'm like, I remember watching it and being just so sad because of who it was he crashed into.
Let me just reverse the question. What are the options?
Pierre Gasly, Fernando Alonso, or Sebastian Vettel?
Oh, gosh. You were sad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Seb.
Yes. It was Seb.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that one was kind of rough.
That was okay. So rough.
You ready for this? This one should be easier. We won't go through all of them, but we'll go through some of them in this one. This is about IndyCar. So we'll see if you know this.
The one that I know the least amount of things in.
Okay, but I'll try to do easier questions. I will try to do easier questions that you should know.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Who's Sarai's favorite driver?
Because I feel like I knew a lot of these. So you should know.
We can hope.
This Tennessee-born driver burst on the IndyCar scene in 2012 after claiming the Indy Lights championship the previous year. In 2017, he claimed the IndyCar title. Who is this American open wheel star?
Tennessee born.
Yep.
American.
Mm-hmm. I love how you turn around and look at it. I can tell you they're not up there.
I kind of figured most of them. Are there options for this?
Yes, I can give you options. Marco Andretti. James Hinchcliffe, Ed Carpenter, or Joseph Newgarden.
Is it James Hinchcliffe?
Soraya. He was not born in Tennessee. James is Canadian.
James is Canadian. That's the only one I knew, though. I don't know where any of the other drivers are
Joseph
from.
Joseph Newgarden.
He's from Tennessee?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
I knew James was a Canadian because he talks about going home all the time, but he was the only person I knew. Okay. Sorry, Siri just decides to go off.
Which one of these North American cities has not historically held an IndyCar race on its city streets? I feel like you should get this one because they still race in three of the four options. So we'll see if you know where IndyCar races are.
You want to read the question again?
Which of these North American cities has not historically held an IndyCar race on its city streets?
Has not held an IndyCar race.
Okay. Toronto, Ontario.
They still race there.
Detroit, Michigan.
They race there.
Long Beach, California.
They race there.
Seattle, Washington.
They don't race there.
Good job! You got one right!
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Which former Formula One driver came to IndyCar in 2016... and shocked the field when he won the Indianapolis 500 as a rookie?
Alexander Rossi.
Yay! I didn't even have to give you options. Starting in 1997, Italian firm Dallara supplied which specific piece to all competing teams in the IndyCar series? Do you want options?
Mm-hmm.
Helmets, engine, tire, or chassis?
What was the question again?
Starting in 1997, Italian firm Dallara supplied which specific piece to all competing teams in the IndyCar series?
Chassis?
Yes. Yeah.
Take it.
Okay. This one you know. I know you know this one. This Kiwi won his debut race in the IndyCar series in 2003. And took the series title that year as well. He went on to win 4 more championships, too. Best known for driving the Target-sponsored number 9 car for Chip Ganassi Racing. What is his name?
Scott Dixon.
Yes. Look at you.
Scott.
Okay. This one I know you know as well. Fan favorite driver James Hinchcliffe goes by which official nickname? Do I need to give you options?
James Hinchcliffe.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I spacing?
What is Hinch known as?
What is it, Hinchtown? Something like that?
But he's the what of Hinchtown. I can give you options if you want.
Yes.
The general, the mayor, the judge, or the sheriff.
Okay, I've never heard any of
you have not heard these?
No!
How have you not heard this? Because I was for sure you would know.
No, I've always just heard him as Hinchtown.
And mayor.
No, no, I've never heard that.
Okay, it was in one of the... It was on the singing in the streets in Canada. And he refers to himself as the mayor.
I don't think I even saw that.
Oh, wow. Okay, we'll see if you know this one. Considering you will be there this year. The Friday before the Indianapolis 500 is known by which nickname?
You'll have to give me options.
Okay. Throttle day, turbo day, gear day, or carb day?
It's either carb day or turbo day.
It's carb day.
Carb day? Don't ask me why.
Let's see if you know this one. A businessman, billionaire, this entrepreneur turned driver turned car owner made a stunning purchase of both the series and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in 2019.
You'll have to give me options.
They have a team.
Andretti?
Nope.
What else is a team? Guinness?
No.
No. Yeah, I don't. You have to give me options.
Roger Penske.
Penske. Oh my gosh!
It was like Penske Entertainment.
I knew this. We were literally there.
Okay.
I'm feeling this IndyCar.
See,
one.
You got quite a bit of those. You knew more than you thought.
I knew the ones about the drivers that I knew.
Yeah.
I
was like,
I only know so many drivers.
Okay. Now, on to our blind ranking.
Oh, let's start with F1.
Okay, what are we ranking?
We'll go with start with you. This is F1 drivers. We're pulling in them out of a hat. They're all folded up. Can't
are we
see
just
them.
Doing, like, favorite, or are we doing who we'd want to...
This is going to be pick 2, and it's going to be your team.
Okay.
Your number 1 driver, your number 2 driver.
So I have to... Rank them as
yep.
number 1 or 2 before knowing? Okay.
Yep.
So. I have. Sergio Perez. He's my number one.
That was a given. That was 100% a given.
And Alex Albon.
Number 2.
He's my number 2. And okay. Am I?
That's it.
Okay. I was like, that's it, right?
Or, yeah. We'll do the other ones. Okay.
Okay. Now what am I?
My turn.
Oh, yeah. Hey, try is blind ranking of 15.
George Russell.
This could go either way.
He's a good driver. Do I want
to get
number
one better?
What if I get someone worse? I think we're gonna put Oh my God. Because what if I get Lando or Charles or Sainz? Then I want them as my number one. But what if I put George as my number one? This is
Just
so.
watch you get one of your favorites.
I got Max Verstappen. I didn't even know what the paper. Max Verstappen is my number
No, I love Max.
I will love Max.
And any team, I'm pretty sure, would take him as the number one.
But he's my number two. We'll do five drivers, one at a time, ranking them. Just ranking them in order.
Okay, like of how their skill or how much I like them.
How much you like them?
Okay. George Russell.
I did not shake that up very well.
We'll put him as number This is so hard.
Oh,
Number three. We'll do like a middle ground.
middle. Okay. There's two there.
There's two there. Max Verstappen.
I promise I mixed these up.
This is so hard.
Oh, did that come out of the hat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Max Verstappen, we'll put him as number four because I don't know who's gonna come
Three,
next.
four.
Nico Hülkenberg. We'll do number five. Watch me get like terrible people. I love them all though, so this can't really be all bad. Charles Leclerc, number one.
Until you get Checo.
Yuki Tsunoda, number two.
That
It was cute.
was good.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going for like down here at the bottom here. Fernando Alonso. We're going four. I can see some of them, so I'm gonna close my eyes here. Oh. Sergio Perez. We'll go number three. Where are my How many
No,
do
I'm
I
like, how many
have?
have I grabbed?
Carlos Sainz. What is that? Four and three. Two? Oh goodness, this is oh, get back in there. Get in
Yeah.
there. Valtteri Bottas. Oh gosh, I have one in five. Five? I'm
I was
scared.
like, would your sister be
My
sad
sister,
about
she likes Joe better than
that?
Bottas.
Okay. I just know she has the
She has the Joe hat. Which hand? Lucky right hand. Yuki! My number one!
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do who. I'm like
What?
trying to think. Who you would invite to your wedding?
Oh!
The order you'd invite
How many
them.
am I pulling?
Five.
This is Kevin Magnussen. Five? I'm probably throwing him back. This is Lewis Hamilton. Oh my goodness. I feel like he'd be pretty fun though. I'm putting him at a solid three.
Good party.
I feel like he would have a good party. Carlos Sainz? I'll put him at a solid number two. In hopes that I get
That
Lando or Charles. Max Verstappen number four. What am I at?
You've done four. You have one more.
As my number one?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Please. Hülkenberg's coming to my wedding. Wow. Apparently, I need to do a better job at where is Lando and Charles?
I'm like, we haven't come across Lando at all.
I haven't come across Charles. I know he's in here. I rode him.
I'm like, I grabbed Charles already. Okay.
Where's Oscar?
Yeah. Valtteri Bottas.
He would be fun.
He would be fun. We're going to put him in number three.
He would be fun at the wedding.
Carlos Sainz.
Okay, Carlos.
We will do number two.
Where is he?
I love how you're like...
Oh, okay. We're good now. They're all mixed up.
I'm going to find the magic.
That is.
We got you.
I know who that is.
Logan Sargeant.
Because he's the last one I wrote.
Let's do. Well, I've already done three and two. Zoom number.
He would be fun.
He would be fun.
He would be so much fun. It'd
be a party.
But do you want him to be number one?
Number four?
Or number four?
So hard.
Because what if you get, like...
Because I'm like, what if I draw someone terrible? Or what if I draw someone... Okay, we'll do number four. But that was...
You have five and one.
Charles! Yeah, one!
I hate this so much.
And one last one. Lando!
Except he's not coming to your wedding.
He's gonna be number five.
How dare you.
Do we have any others? It's so hard when you don't know. We can move on to IndyCar stuff.
IndyCar? We'll do the same ones. IndyCar.
I feel like we'll have to bring this up in our next one. This is fun. Our next non-race recap. We'll do some more random. So team again?
Three drivers.
Most for of a them team.
Have three.
Yeah. Except they don't really do, but they kind of do.
It's a team-ish.
Kyle Larson, our non-full-time IndyCar driver.
Well, where is he? One, two, or three?
He'll be number three.
I'm like, where is he? Even though they don't really have...
Christian Rasmussen.
Oh.
He's a rookie. We'll do him number two. Apparently, we're going to do a rookie.
You got a rookie team going on.
Marco Andretti, he'll be number one.
He also
a non-full-time driver.
As your number one driver? Maybe he'll be number one for you. Okay. I'm just gonna pray to the paper gods that I can get.
I mean, like, there's so many papers in here.
There's... I want this one right here.
You got so lucky there.
Grayson Lundgaard, number one.
You're like, it's not his number one.
I don't need any more people on my team.
You're like, him alone.
Him alone on my team.
So Soraya is a new Christian Lundgaard fan.
I am.
He is her favorite, so.
He is so beautiful. Stingray Raw, number three.
Oh. At least you have drivers that are full-time drivers. I had one full-time driver.
Tom Blomqvist is obviously my number two.
Yeah.
I'm okay with my number one driver, though. I literally was like, praying to the paper gods, I get a good driver. Who do I get? My number one. Five. Ranking them one to five. On who you like.
Ryan Hunter-Reay. We'll do number four.
I don't know him very well.
I know you don't know him very
well. This is so bad because I know, like, no one.
Alexander Rossi.
This is so hard.
Because,
dude,
I'm like, what if I get someone? Okay, we'll do number two.
I was like, you can't. Rossi just...
Rossi, ooh. We love Rossi. We love us some Rossi. Felix Rosenquist.
Oh, no! No! One?
I was like, one or three? Which one am I doing?
Or three. But what if you get Pato?
I know! So hard. Why did I have to get, like, my next two? Okay, we're gonna go... it's so hard. Number
five.
One.
Oh!
I have a feeling I'm not gonna got Pato out of here.
I don't know. Paper gods.
Kyle Larson again. He'll go number five. I'm like, I don't know him. I was like, yeah, we haven't even watched him race once, so he's just... And Marcus Ericsson will be my number three. And I like that solid. That was
a solid
draw there. Okay.
Okay.
Who are your...
They're all gonna fall.
Right. There's so many.
There's so many in here. Oh, I got two. Scott Dixon! Okay, I'll take Faith Bill, I know. I'm gonna put him at three. Alexander Rossi!
This is your, like, struggle.
Two!
With hope that you get your number one.
I can hope.
You don't know him.
I don't know this man.
Yeah.
Going up five.
You didn't even say his name.
How do you say his name?
Takuma Sato.
Takuma Sato. I know how to say his last one. What do I have? Three, two, and five. I swear if I get more people, I don't know. I'm scared. Connor Daly. I know him. He also is on race full-time at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
He's going at four. What do I have?
See who your number one is. Oh, I'm raining paper on you.
You are. I swear.
Pick a good one.
Callum Ilott. I kind of know him. He's cute.
I'll take it.
Okay. Who is...
Who's coming to the wedding?
Who's coming to the wedding?
Hold on. I gotta get my number one.
Oh! Who is this?
Who have we had?
Joe! Apparently, the cat was hiding Joe.
Yeah, so,
poor Joe. He got left out. I don't know if which drawing.
Kiffin Simpson, number five.
I don't know him.
Yeah, I know you don't. Willpower. Ooh. I feel like he'd be a party.
I feel like he'd be a party, but at the same time, it's like...
We're going to put him number three.
He's kind of iffy, because I'm like, he's not very... He had, like, so many good ones.
Alexander Rossi.
Oh my gosh, he would be... like, he would be fun, but also, he hates, like, doing things.
Rhinus VK. He'll go number... What have I done? Three? He's number three. No, he's number four. Because Willpower was three.
Willpower was three. BK would be pretty fun.
Which one do I want? Figure it out!
One or five?
I already have five, so he has to be number one.
Oh.
That was not the greatest of draws on my... It's okay. Idaho. Go on, Idaho.
We are praying for good people. Felix Rosenquist. He would be a party. I'm going to put him at... Three. Kyle Larson. Why is he...
We, like, keep drawing the same people. There are so many names in this hat, and we keep drawing the
He's
same.
He's five. I don't know you. Willpower.
How many drivers have we not drawn? And then there's, like, the six that we've drawn 50 times.
What did I put Felix at? Three? We'll put him at four.
Okay, so who are your top two?
There's two here.
There are two there.
Jack Harvey. It's not my number one. I don't want that one.
I don't want that one.
Wait, do I want that one? No, I don't want that one. I don't want that driver. Give me one of my favorites so I can have a good wedding. This is so hard. Graham
Rahal. Coming to party at your wedding.
I feel like he would be pretty fun.
Maybe he can bring his daughters.
They're so cute. I would party with his daughters. Screw him. I'm partying with his daughters. His wife would be also pretty chill. He has a pretty chill wife. We're at 45 minutes. I feel like that was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I want to continue doing these. We should do more off of.
Yeah, I was like, we will, we'll next time do we more. Do a non-recap episode, so we'll do some more.
We'll do some more. That was pretty fun.
Wine drinking is so hard.
It's so hard because you don't know who's coming next. I feel like one that would be super fun is if we stuck all of them together.
All of them.
And did like top 10. Including F1 and IndyCar.
That would be fun. There would be so many names in that hat.
Maybe we do drivers we know out of IndyCar because there's so many that we don't know. And we should do full-time drivers.
I feel like I know at least somewhat about all of them.
We should do full-time drivers. You know,
oh yeah, we'll do full-time drivers.
Because that's a little bit easier. But next week we will have the Japan GP to do. And does IndyCar have anything this weekend?
Nope.
No, they have one. A couple weekends. I really don't like how IndyCar has their setup, but that's for later. So we'll do our Japan recap. And I don't think we have, do we have any news? We forgot to start off with news.
That's a great question.
News. I can't think of anything.
I can't think of any.
I can't think of anything either. So apparently nothing in super important.
Oh, if you haven't watched 100 Days to Indy.
Oh.
Season 1 will be on Netflix on the 4th. April 4th. So go watch it. It's so good. Get to know the IndyCar drivers because we love them.
We do love them.
Episode 2 is my favorite.
Yeah, because it has Pato in it.
Yes.
I don't think my driver's in it.
A little bit, maybe. We'll have to go watch it again. Obviously, it's been too long since we watched it.
Yeah, we'll have to see if my driver's in.
Can't wait for season 2 to come out.
I'm so excited. So pumped. I guess we already mentioned. My top drivers in IndyCar have changed.
Again.
So, this season's, I have to buy more merch. Which I'm okay with. Because why not support drivers? So, we'll have to go watch and see if Christian Lundgaard is in 100 Days to Indy. Fingers crossed he is. I know Rossi is.
Yep.
Pato is.
We've got, I'm trying to think, let's see, Indy 500 qualifying is in 46 days. So we're getting there.
Woo-woo!
We're getting close.
We're so excited. But yeah, I think that is all for this week. It's been another Nameless Wednesday episode. And we will see you next week for our Japan GP recap. This has been F1 Indie Girls, and we will see you next week.
Bye!